And it's Owen Milton got the block. Game over. Alabama. The Sweet 16 is no longer sour. They advance to the Elite Eight for the first time in 20 years.
This has been a dream of mine to visit. Hello and welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severa, and today is my arena review of Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as the Staples Center. While on my trip to Los Angeles, I visited the arena not for a Laker game, but for a NCAA Sweet 16 game. It was my first NCAA tournament game. How did I like Crypto.com Arena? Tune in and find out.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.
But first, a little backstory about Crypto.com Arena. Crypto.com Arena, also known as Staples Center, located in the vibrant LA Live Complex, is an iconic entertainment destination in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Opened in 1999, it is home to the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers and Los Angeles Clippers, the NHL's Los Angeles Kings, and the WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks. It has also hosted a wide range of concerts, award shows, and other events. The arena has seen its fair share of championships, with the Lakers winning 5 championships, 3 at the arena. In addition, the Los Angeles Kings won the Stanley Cup at the arena in 2012 and 2013. Oddly enough, they beat 2 Northeast NHL teams, the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers. The WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks also won 3 championships, one at the arena. The Los Angeles Clippers have never won an NBA championship, so there's that. Anyway, I showed up to the arena after podcast movement. Before I did that, I walked around the arena to see what they had available. As I walk around, I was in awe at all the statues that were around me. There were statues of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, James Worthy, Wayne Gretzky, and of course the late and great Kobe Bryant, front and center. As I walked closer to the statue, I was amazed at how detailed that statue was. By the way, rip Kobe Bryant. Anyway, I finally got in and was amazed at how spacious the arena was. For a somewhat old arena, they did a good job of creating space. Anyway, I made it to my seat. On this day, there were 2 games in the NCAA Sweet 16. The first game was the Clemson Tigers versus the Arizona Wildcats. It was a very close game, but the Wildcats were upset by the Tigers. As for the next match, it was the North Carolina Tar Heels against the Alabama Crimson Tide. I have been following the Tar Heels for quite a while, and this was the first time I have seen them play. I noticed once the previous game was over, a horde of North Carolina Tar Heel fans came out of nowhere and filled the arena chanting Tar Heels. They literally filled the arena. They outnumbered Alabama fans. The game itself was actually very close, but North Carolina lost this game in one of the biggest upsets in the tournament to the Crimson Tide. Every time North Carolina, every single time. My verdict on Crypto.com Arena, I like it. I think it's very modern despite being over 20 years old. I think it is a must visit for sports fans and concert enthusiasts in Los Angeles. While the cost of the crowds may be deterrent, the opportunity to experience the energy and history of this venue make it worthwhile for many. There were a lot of Laker banners, a lot of graffiti regarding Laker players. It was really incredible to watch. One thing that I did notice was this building is dominated by the Lakers. There wasn't that much Clippers memorabilia. There wasn't that much Clippers paintings. I mean, it was actually odd considering that the Clippers actually share an arena with the Lakers, but with the Clippers moving to their own home in the Intuit Dome next year, I can see why that the Lakers actually rule that building. Well, that is the end of this review. You can find this episode at KennyTheSportsGuy.com and all streaming platforms. You can find me on Twitter at Kenny_Sports, Instagram at KennySportsGuy1, and TikTok at KennySportsPodcast. Until the next episode, be well.
The Sports Guy Podcast.